The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 17 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Oliver Ng, and here are today's headlines. Is downtown back and booming? Montreal's homeless count sparks controversy. And big bucks for the Port of Montreal? Since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, workers from Montreal's downtown began working from home. Now, with restrictions easing, the new challenge is how to get these people back into their offices in the core of the city. Dana Hashway has been following the story for us. So Dana, I hear that there's a new survey about moving back into the inner city?
Yes, Oliver. So this is actually the fifth survey of its kind, and it falls under the Montreal Chamber of Commerce's I Love Working Downtown initiative. So as you might have guessed from the name of the initiative, it's observing workers and their return to office after the pandemic. And the CEO and president of the Chamber of Commerce, Michel Leblanc, said that this was very, very important for the vitality of downtown and the health of commerce downtown. And actually, I spoke to Angela Raftopoulos, who was rushing back to her workplace, coffee in hand, because her break was soon ending. And she described her workplace and the state of it and how it seems like there really is a very gradual return to the office.
In my department, we're still on rotation basis, so we're about 20 people that come in on the weekly basis to cover in tasks in office, but pretty much remote.
So there is some optimism in the survey results?
Yes, for sure. There is optimism. For example, the survey found that 81% of workers are back in the office at least once a week, which is an increase compared to last year. And this is pretty much what the last few surveys also showed. There's still an increase for the return in office. But it is still not the same as pre-pandemic levels. I spoke to a cook for one of the restaurants for the private businesses here, Alberto Esquivel, and this is what he had to say.
Some people still prefer to work from home, so it's not the same that before pandemic, but like compared from now there's more people coming, but not the same.
How are they hoping to use this information?
So first of all, they hope to use this information to increase workers that are in person in downtown, of course. And they actually use this announcement to announce a new ad campaign that they have. And again, this ad campaign is meant to encourage more social and commercial activity downtown and to convince workers to work in office rather than remotely or hybrid. And also, the survey monitors workers' mental health. For example, most workers said that their mental health was very good, but there's still 9% of them who said that their mental health was bad or very bad. And also, the majority of people were satisfied with their office experience, but there is still room for improvement, as the Chamber of Commerce believes. So they're hoping to speak to businesses and employers and try to improve these working conditions.
Thanks, Dana. That was Dana Hashwit, live from Place Ville-Marie downtown. A new survey estimates a third of Canadians report feeling they have difficulty managing the work-life balance. Erica Tremblay has been following the story for us. Erica, how are Canadians feeling about their work-life balance?
Although the survey showed that Canadian workers, 70% of them are actually satisfied in the workplace, 34% reported that it's actually really hard for them to set boundaries at work, which means it's hard to preserve their work-life balance.
What problem did the survey bring out about Canadians in the workplace?
Amongst employed Canadian adults aged between 18 and 34, 32% report feeling tired and overworked at work, which is a correlation between boundaries and burnout. The difficulty of managing their work-life balance mostly affects this specific age category. 23% report having to work long hours on a regular basis, and over 43% struggle to set work-life boundaries. The COVID pandemic also did not help employees in managing their work-life balance. The line between the two is now more blurred than...
So did this survey bring out positives from those who are able to manage their work-life balance?
Yes. 40% of respondents report that they receive weekly check-ins from their management teams. And 53% report that their goals, feedback, and expectations are taken seriously by their employers. Here is what Cathy Giroux, a 22-year-old full-time employee, had to say about this issue.
No, because I choose at what time I'm going to start and at what time I'm going to finish. And it's always before 5 we finish.
Laval police are investigating a potential foul play in the fire of 3 vehicles outside the industrial parking lot in eastern Laval. Firefighters were called to the scene at around 1 a.m. this morning, where they quickly dispersed the flames. Nobody was hurt, and no suspect has yet been arrested. It's never an easy job counting the homeless, but that's exactly what volunteers set out to do in Montreal last night. Some experts believe that the number may have skyrocketed since pre-pandemic times. Lana Brady reports.
Shade Doors, a women's shelter, opened a new night shelter just last month, but they are still having to turn away at least 9 women a night. The shelter is a meeting place for homeless women to eat 3 meals a day. The executive director of Shade Doors, Maria Bulos-Winton, was present at last night's count. She says the volunteers talked to a long line of women outside the shelter.
Because dinner was over and many women were waiting outside, they were interviewing people one-on-one. It wasn't like groups of 3 people for 1 person.
Many participating in the count and those against it agree that there is an issue with the accuracy of the numbers. People who are couch surfing or who are hiding for protection are now counted in the survey. And of course, some will refuse all out to be a part of it. The amount of people who are homeless due to mental illness has risen since COVID-19. Yet, they are often not surveyed. Maria Bulos-Winton explains why.
But it's hard to count that, and it's hard for somebody to also admit that they have mental illnesses and that is the cause of their homelessness, other than drug addiction.
These controversies have been pointed out since the beginning. Some shelters, like the Old Brewer Mission, have even refused to take part in the survey. The count of the homeless in Montreal will continue throughout this evening. For Concordia News, I'm Lana Brady.
A housing crisis is currently ongoing in the city. Only 1,700 low housing units are available for the estimated 24,000 Quebecers still in line for an apartment. According to the organization in charge of these homes, they are currently operating 23,000 total units and house a total of 55,000 tenants. No solution has yet been proposed. The federal government is pouring $18 million into the Port of Montreal and part of a Canada-wide plan to improve supply chain issues. What does that mean for you and me? Hopefully, full shells and cheaper prices. Sarah Hartunian joins us from the Old Port, where the Federal Minister of Transport just wrapped up his conference. Sarah, this is part of a long-term plan?
Yes, it is. While the initial cost is $18 million, there's an additional 5-year plan starting in 2022 to 2023, which will delve in $450 million support the supply chain project through the National Trade Corridors Fund. It'll help ease the movement of goods across Canada. This is Minister Al-Ghabra with me.
So this announcement today is part and parcel of our broader action plan to help build up our supply chain. Canadians saw over the last couple of years how disrupted our supply chains have been.
What sort of improvements will we see come out of this new plan?
Well, we're definitely going to have much smoother transitions between loading and docking of freighter ships, along with faster delivery times for people's products.
So a lot of people care about this plan because it will affect many of the population.
And that's the thing. It will affect the entirety of Canada. This 5-year plan is essential to the growth of our economic standing, but with many other countries needing our help. Minister Al-Ghabra has more to say about this.
The world needs Canada. The world always needed Canada, but certainly given the global changes of circumstances where the pandemic and the war in Ukraine has exposed how important it is to have a reliable trading partner.
Our positive standing with other countries is going to depend on the speed and efficiency of which our supply chains operate, which will create a domino effect in improving the quality of grain cleaning services, optimize traffic flow, and increase capacity for loading and handling containers.
Thanks, Sarah. That's Sarah Hart, live from the CanEast Docking Yard. All four division series in the MLB kicked off last night. The Montreal Canadiens are getting ready to start their season, and the NHL is back in action. Here's Simon Riopelle with your daily dose of sports.
Broken up by Vegas. In on right wing, Stevenson feeds the middle shot. Score! Mark Stone!
That's what the call sounded like last night on ESPN, as Mark Stone scored a go-ahead goal with 25 seconds left in the game to give the Vegas Golden Knights a 4-3 win over division rival Los Angeles Kings in NHL opening night action. In the other game presented last night, the New York Rangers beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-3 at Madison Square Garden. 12 more teams are set to kick off their new campaigns tonight.
You always get excited for the first game. I was saying the other day, it's really the only time of year that I actually still get little butterflies before games. I'm playing some big games and some big moments. It's, for some reason, the first game of the year is the only one that gets me. You know.
Brendan Gallagher shared his excitement on tonight's opening game for the Canadiens as they play host to the Toronto Maple Leafs, with both teams ready to open their 2022-2023 regular season. These two rivals are getting ready to write another chapter of their storied rivalry, and both are looking to start their season on the right foot by claiming the 2 points up for grabs. Canadiens are looking to improve on their poor results from last season. On the bright side, it is literally impossible for them to finish worse than last year when they were dead last.
And Alvarez belts it deep to right field, gets it dead by! Unbelievable! The Astros will walk off win! Yordan Alvarez, a walk-off three-run homer!
This is what could be heard yesterday on TBS, as the Houston Astros secured a huge comeback win against the Seattle Mariners in Game 1 of their best-of-five division series. After being down 7-3 in the 7th inning, the Astros stormed back by getting 2 runs in the 8th and added 3 in the 9th off Yordan Alvarez's walk-off home run to literally steal the win from the Mariners. In other postseason MLB action, the Phillies upset the Braves 7-6, the Yankees beat the Guardians 4-1, and the Dodgers took Game 1 of their series against the Padres with a 5-3 final score. The series between the Braves and Phillies and Padres and Dodgers continue tonight, while the other four teams will play Game 2 on Thursday night. And that's all she wrote for sports, folks.
A man in Huntsic-Cartierville is facing backlash after posting what some are calling a tasteless Halloween decoration in front of his home on Rue Saint-Germain. The decoration, which depicts a bloody corpse hanging off a tree branch, has some neighbors and passerby questioning if the joke was taken too far. Matthew Farah, the designer, has apologized for his prank, but as of right now has not taken down his masterpiece. The weather is going to be beautiful today with a high of 20 degrees. As for the rest of the week, expect heavy rain on Thursday and cloudy weather heading into the weekend. Remember to bring a sweater and umbrella if you have any activities planned. That's your news for 11:30. Thanks for listening. From Concordia News, I'm Oliver Ng.